Howdy, folks. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Browers Show.
I'm glad you could make it, Austin.
I'm glad I could make it, too. I'm glad I could grace everybody with my presence here and show up to my job. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. It's got cold down here in Florida all of a sudden.
It's not cold.
It's like 60. I almost got the puffy jacket out. I got my Mount Everest jacket. Yeah, the one I was going to climb Mount Everest with, the big one. But it's so much Gore-Tex, I'd afraid you couldn't see me while I was sitting on the set.
The Michelin man.
No, it's not that cold. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy. Hope you guys enjoyed the Hagman show last night. I was on there with Doug. We had a great show.
Oh, you did Hagman last night? Why don't I ever know these things?
Where have you been?
You didn't announce on the show yesterday.
Preoccupied with other things right now.
It didn't seem as though you talked about it. Yeah, on yesterday's show you went Hagman.
I forgot to bring it up.
Don't put this on me.
I was reminded yesterday afternoon that I was on the Hagman show by Eric, and so we had a great show. We're on there for a bit. Talked about
how'd you sleep on all those purple sticks.
About how you'd expect that I'd sleep.
Oh, a bunch of melatonin. Okay.
2 o'clock in the morning, you know, popping melatonin, going to bed. But we had a good show. We had a good time. You know, and we talked about a lot of stuff, including the purple sticks. I think Doug needed one.
You think Doug needed a purple stick? Okay, Doug, if you're listening, we're going to send you a box of purple
sticks. He needs some on there. He yawned at the beginning of the show. I had to give him a hard time about it. So I got you some purple sticks coming, Doug.
Doug yawned?
He yawned before we started. I think it was kind of before we started, yeah. It was funny, though. It was a good show. But I did get a request, and I kind of told everybody this on the show, this Wisconsin Christian meeting up there.
That's in April.
April, right. You got to take a bunch of purple sticks up there to give people samples.
I wasn't going to take any carry-on luggage at all.
I kind of made a commitment. You're going to come up with their purple sticks and give them to people if they ask for them. So
I don't want to go through. I don't want to check it.
We'll take them out of the boxes. We'll put them in packets.
Oh, that way TSA will have fun with it. What are all these packets for? Spread them. Go through the X-ray machine.
If you go to meet him up there on the April 4th and 5th, and he doesn't have purple sticks, it's on him now. I tried. You see, I tried to do this. I made a commitment.
I haven't said I'm going to do this yet.
I made a commitment. I can't keep.
I'll bring a box. There's 24.
Well, you can probably flatten them out. You can put them in a Ziploc bag. You know, you can put like 40 or 50 in there. People want to try them, man.
I try. I am excited about going to Wisconsin. You going to go up there with me yet? Have you decided?
I don't think so. I got something going on that weekend.
Oh, whatever. You got people up there want to meet you.
Yeah, I know. I got also prior engagements I have to deal with right now.
Well, they want to see. Yeah, they want to get you stoked up as look as veins come out on your neck.
Anyways, you guys need anything? Team Health Masters. Hope you guys are having a strong, healthy day. The zinc glycinate on sale for product of the week. Be sure to take advantage of it right now. It's over, I think, 25% off. We talked about it in detail yesterday, and I'll cover some more today. But I got a lot of news to cover. And one thing, this is something I wanted to cover right out the gate here. Yesterday, Dad brought up HSV. And this is a topic that gets brought up to me all the time as far as at the office with emails. HSV, HSV1, HSV2, chicken pox, shingles. The best, most effective natural supplementation you can find on any type of basically review is L-lysine. I'm telling you guys that because I get this question. A lot of people ask me about it. There's an article that I covered here that talks about HSV and that talks about different supplements that have been tested as far as what they do. And L-lysine is the only one that's had multiple studies done that show that it actually helps not only suppress HSV, but it can also stop and reduce outbreaks. From the people that I've talked to that have had issues with it, 1 to 2 grams a day is a normal supplementation, really keeps it suppressed. If you have something that goes on with your immune system or a lot of stress, usually 3 to 4 grams a day if you start to have an outbreak. But here's right here, it talks about in detail, decrease outbreak severity and duration, safe to take up to 6 grams per day in research studies right here. That's them saying that, not me. So, again, this product, too, this is the lysine. It's a plant cellulose capsule. I had a buddy who was just staying with me recently, and he runs lysine all the time as well, and he had it in tablets. And I guess it does fine for him, but I told him, I said, dude, throw that stuff away. I said, tabletize anything. If it's not controlled, really specifically built, don't take it. Caps is the best, but I want to address that with HSV, as L-lysine is one of the best formulas.
Now we're talking about HSV-1.
And HSV-2.
Oh, and 2.
All the research is right here on it for both of them. That can also do, if you get chicken pox and if you get shingles, it'll massively decrease your symptoms and help you recover faster. I read about it all yesterday because I had somebody email me after you brought that up yesterday about it.
It's a big topic.
It's a big topic. Yeah, it is. A lot of people carry it, and it is
about,
what it is.
About 40% of the population has HSV-2.
Yes.
And about 90% has HSV-1.
Right.
And they can cause fever, blisters, and that kind of stuff.
And so they talk about also, too, vitamin D, vitamin E, zinc as well. Zinc was another one here. It says reduce number and duration of lesions, antioxidant, direct inhibition of HSV. So zinc actually stacks well with the L-lysine. So just be aware of that.
Well, and another thing, too, and you got to be careful with, if you don't have this, which quite frankly, most everybody has HSV-1. Yeah. It's just a shingles virus is all it is. Just be careful if you're around somebody that you're dating or whatever, and if they've got a sore, a fever, blister, because it's very contagious. And just be really careful. And I don't like to talk about this stuff on the show, but if you're going to be having relations with somebody, make sure you use protection.
Yeah.
That's really, really, really important. And if they have an open lesion, simply don't bother with the relations.
Well, no, stay away from that. Anybody pretty much should know that by now in 2025.
Yeah.
But yes, L-lysine. On deck, if you guys need it. We got some of the highest
quality. Now, also, we have another product that works very well for viruses, and that's Virographis.
That's a good one. You can't take that all the time, though.
No.
That's more if you start having an issue with your immune system, you're getting sick, you're getting a viral infection. That's a really good product for that. The L-lysine, you can take it every single day. No problem.
And also garlic is something that works well with that. And also, you can use oregano oil.
Yes.
There's all kinds of things you can take as far as from a viral standpoint.
We get the P57 oregano oil in capsules.
That's amazing stuff.
I don't carry much in the liquid anymore because it didn't sell because it's...
Tastes awful.
Strong stuff. People would order a bottle and they'd call me back and say they want the capsules. And I'm like, I don't blame you. I take the capsules too on it.
Well, it's kind of like black seed oil. It does pretty much everything. But, man, it's a rough taste.
It's
of
a
stuff.
Rough one. Yeah. The black seed oil, though, not the problem with the black seed oil. Black seed oil, you got to take in pretty high doses when you're wanting to get really good therapeutic
effects.
Well,
you got to take like a tablespoon twice a day.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that. But that's a lot of capsules.
Yeah, I think that's like 8 capsules. The capsules are big.
Yeah, like 8 capsules twice a day. So it's a lot of stuff to take it. So that's what runs that. And here's the other thing too. You know, people are always asking me, do you take this, this, and this, and this? And I say, well, yeah, but I don't take this, 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 and this all the time.
Correct.
Because, you know, you only have so many receptor sites in the intestinal tract. And so what happens if you overload them constantly, 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 you can't absorb the stuff. There's too much stuff trying to go.
Well,
in the
and that's why I always tell everybody the base most important thing to stay on seals are multiple.
And the C.
Period.
Multiple and the C. And also the oils, the omega-3 oils, the cod liver oil, super important. And then, of course, if you have an issue with HSV-1, you better take that lysine every day, at least one or two capsules. I'd probably take two of those.
2 capsules is a gram a day. That's what it talked about in the research studies, is standard base dosage all the time. And then it said basically up to 3 to 4, up to 6 actually, which is 12 capsules a day. But like I said, the emails that I've gotten and the people I've talked to, they said as far as this formula, they swear by it as far as high doses when they need it. So, again, I want to bring that up. Kind of a weird topic. I know everybody, but that's not a weird. This everything we talk about on the show is weird half the time.
I'm going to go real weird here in a second.
You want to go weird first? Or am I going to go weird first?
It does. Why don't you go weird first? This one's pretty.
I wanted to cover this real quick.
This one's a little bit frightening.
Okay. I'll go first.
Why don't you go first on this?
The first thing, so I covered this yesterday, and I talked about it on Doug's show last night, and we were kind of joking about it because all these conservative sites now have been pushing this America First victory on the Panama Canal with BlackRock buying it. And me and him were laughing last night, and I said, isn't it funny how we always have this left-right paradigm? Now China doesn't own all the Panama Canal anymore. BlackRock does.
Such garbage.
Here's the thing, and I want to remind everybody of this for all the people that have short-term memory loss. BlackRock has been the primary pusher of DEI in the workplace for the last 8 to 10 years. Larry Fink is on record saying that you have to force behaviors in companies in order to get them to accept DEI protocol by essentially controlling the monetary system of that company.
Is that Larry Fink right there?
That's Larry Fink.
Man, he's got a nose on him.
Moving on. BlackRock now, though, ironically, right after they pulled this stunt, they flipped the script on DEI policies and company-wide email announcing several changes. Now they're signaling a shift away from DEI this month. Maybe he's been breathing so much air, he's starting to get oxygen to his brain.
Those ears freeze.
Anyways, so I wanted to bring that up to everybody. Does China need to be involved with owning the Panama Canal? Absolutely not. They have nothing to do with ownership on it. Is BlackRock the other better thing to own the Panama Canal? Absolutely not. I just want to kind of keep that update on everybody because a lot of people don't realize how aggressive BlackRock has been at pushing DEI. Remember, DEI is the same protocol that pushes the transgender ideology with the kids and in the workplace as well. That DEI is a nightmare. So that was my weird one, which I have a feeling mine's going to be a lot less weird than yours was.
Well, you know, mine's going to be pretty weird, and we're going to start on that right now. And
get this over. It's Thursday, bro.
Yeah, it's Thursday. Yeah, I know, but we're going to do this. It's about exorcism. And, you know, it says exorcist. This is from the Daily Mail.
All right.
Exorcist reveals the chilling cases that prove the devil is real. A Catholic priest who spent more than 20 years casting out demons back into hell has revealed the chilling cases that he says prove the devil is real. Well, you know, we don't need to prove the devil is real. We already know the devil is real. Father Carlos Martins has traveled around the world on the globe on a mission to save souls from demons that taunt people with voices, blackouts, and vanishing wounds. He said it was the exorcism of the middle-aged woman that assured him that this was all very, very real. Just as the process was about to begin, the woman grabbed a man whose job it was to restrain her and threw him over her head as if he was a rag doll. All right? The man was more than 6 feet tall and weighed over 300 pounds. Picked him up and flipped him, making it nearly impossible for an average woman to throw him across the room. The woman then pointed her finger at the nearest light switch on the wall, about 12 feet away. One of the screws holding the switch's cover plate unscrewed itself and darted into her right hand through the air, he said. She drove it into her left. I'm not going to go into detail.
Yeah, I was about to say, bro, this is just getting crazy.
That's what I told you. It's getting really, really, really crazy. And he said he has claims to perform many exorcisms. Science have suggested such individuals are only possessed by psychological disorders. No. Some patients, that's right. You get a 100-pound woman picking up a 300-pound guy, flipping him across the room in the air. That's not a psychiatric disorder.
Yeah, the whole
Jesus talks about over and over and over again how they brought the ones that were demon possessed to him to be delivered from that, and he cast them all out. And then we've got the ones where the guys were basically possessed.
Legion.
And then they said, "Don't send us back into the abyss. Send us into the herd of pigs." And no, thousands of
cows.
Pigs.
He didn't pick cows.
He didn't pick cows. He picked an unclean animal. Yeah. Unclean likes to go to unclean. Likes.
The pig farmers were mad though about that.
Oh, they told him to leave.
I can't blame them though. All my swine, my nasty pigs that I was,
thousands
raising,
of them,
all ran out in the ocean and died. I'd be like,
well, they ran out to the lake.
Yeah, lake.
What a mess! That means you got to dig them all out of the water so they don't rot,
bloat up, and swamp out.
Oh my God! What a mess! So they're like, ugh, guys, killing the pigs, get rid of him. This is horrible.
I'd be pretty irritated too. I'm not gonna lie.
but I'd be thinking more like, who is this guy? How does he have that kind of power?
Well, then the next question is, though, if he threw him into the pigs and the pigs went out into the water and the pigs died, where did the demons go? Did they leave the pigs after
they probably
tried
to find somebody else again? And we talked about that the other day, how so many of these kids with autism now seem to be possessed, and how so many of these kids are basically willing, open units for things to go into. And so it's interesting to me when you watch all of this stuff, but it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you had to go there today.
I told you it's going to go weird.
Woke implodes. Again, I was going to tie this in with DEI after the pigs go into the water and dying with the demons. Disney prepares to fire 6% of its staff at ABC News and Disney Entertainment Networks. Over 200 employees are basically to be terminated. And a lot of this, from what they're saying here, is a lot of individuals who are involved in the DEI programs and a lot of the programs that are essentially pushing some of the stuff that – they don't really want to be tied into anymore. And this is just something that's starting to happen. Remember, I told you guys the shareholders was it a month ago or 2 months ago, started getting pretty irritable because the shares have dropped, sales have dropped, revenues dropped, and people are getting tired of having this stuff pushed on them all the time. People don't want to support it. And I told you guys this, and this is positive. Not the fact that people are getting terminated, the fact that these companies are starting to go back to what they were doing and dropping some of this perversion, because you got to vote with your dollar. I say that all the time. If a company's doing something you like, if a company has backgrounds, it doesn't mean you have to agree with everything, because you're not going to agree with everything all the time, but is at least doing something. They're providing a service or providing a high quality supplement like we do with Health Masters, or providing something that you agree with. Support them. Stay away from these companies that are trying to force you to go along with every single thing that they demand. Same thing like with Amazon. Amazon is doing nothing but hurting the online and brick and mortar store businesses across the country. They're ruining the retail market. And I try to explain that to people, not because I feel like I'm going to change the entire course of Amazon and hurt their sales. I'm telling people, if you want to make a difference, stop supporting certain companies that don't follow exactly what you believe, or they're simply doing this for their own good. If you want to buy something for Amazon, have fun with it. But don't call me up and ask me what kind of quality vitamins Amazon carries and you bought them. I've had that happen now probably a dozen times, and it's very disrespectful and irritable to me. It really is. You call me and go, I bought this off Amazon. Is it good? Should I take it? My response is, I don't know. Not my problem. Call up Amazon and ask them.
Not my circus, not my problem.
No, it is, because I'm like, it'd be the same question. Why don't you buy my supplements and call up Amazon and ask them what they think about them? Actually, get a hold of somebody.
First of all, give me this camera, Rich. First of all, I want to thank you guys, the three percenters who listen to the show, who buy supplements from us, because you guys mean the world to me. I love you, and I pray for you. I pray a special prayer for you guys all the time. When you guys support the show, because the Bible says the workman is worth his wages. You know, we're out here doing a show, hours every single day online, trying to figure out what stories are real and what they're not. And then we come to you and we bring it to you the best we possibly can. We try to add a little bit of humor to it to try to make it go down a little easier. And it's just, that's what we try to do. And so when you guys get your toothpaste or your supplements or your multiple vitamins, 99% of you already have been taking multiple vitamins. That's a fact. Okay, or something like that. And, you know, but only 3% of those guys listening to the show are basically, you know, taking them from us. Now you think, well, that's horrible. Well, yeah, well, that's probably you. I hate to say that. It's 99 to 97%. And I love you. I'm going to keep praying for you. But, you know, ask yourself a question. You know, if you're not going to support us, who is? You guys listen to the show. I mean, it's like if you go to a church and you don't give money to the church, who's supposed to pay for the utility bill? I'm just asking the question. I'm not picking on anybody right now. If you're going to the church and you're not supporting the church, who's supposed to pay this pastor's salary?
And you're putting the kids in a kids program, and they're going to a one on Wednesday night.
Yeah, who's supposed to feed the children of the pastor? I'm just asking you. If you guys refuse to give money, how's that supposed to happen? It's to your church. You say, well, you guys aren't a church. I got it. But we got kids. I got grandkids. We still have overhead. We still have all of these costs. This is an expensive show to produce every month with these four cameras that we run all the time. And then we have to have somebody here with us every single day in the studio just to switch cameras. I mean, this is a big deal that we're putting together the show for you guys. And I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's amazing that you guys are here and we have such a huge audience. But we've got millions of listeners a month. If all of you guys just bought a bottle of multiple vitamins from us a month, it'd be great. I mean, we would have to be sitting here asking questions like this and asking you to help us.
Camera four, Rich. And don't forget the Brewer Show website that I put together for you guys. It'll keep updating every day with my cool graphics from Michael Barrett. This has been a lot of work with me and Michael on here. I'm proud of this.
By the way, just this website is thousands and thousands of dollars a month to maintain.
And I've tried to make it so user-friendly with the Brewer Show. You guys can do anything you want as easy as you want. You want to know about B12 bird flu, black budgets, and Mars and pyramids on the moon and Mars? Click the button. There's your show right there, ready to rock and roll. You guys don't even have to look for it. It's right in front of you. And if you sign up for the updates every day, I'll send it to your email every single day, and you don't even have to bother with anything else. You just get it right there.
It's kind of a good segue.
Anyways, yes.
It made the mood a little better. Oh, by the way, Ukraine is an asset of BlackRock and J.P. Morgan.
Imagine that.
This is a good one. This is actually a pretty good one. I sent this to you last night. It's a pretty good one.
I saw it.
And here's what it says. England, France, and Germany, the prime ministers, are only operatives of these banksters. That's why for them a war must continue.
Yep.
Wait a minute. In fact, leaders of the EU, UK, France, and Germany, and others are only operatives of these banks since they have been sold to BlackRock and J.P. Morgan, along with the McKinsey and Company, and or selected and enlisted in these banks, as is the well-known cases of Macron, Rothschild, the C-Bank, and Merck's BlackRock. BlackRock, in turn, is the largest asset manager in the world, trillions and trillions of dollars, has stakes in practically all major defense companies, which profit directly from the manufacture of weapons used in conflicts in Ukraine. But what's really unfair is the fact that the UK, EU, France, and Germany, and other operatives are ready to sacrifice the financial sources of their states as well as the money of their citizens. It's true.
Well said.
Well, taxes. A policy that has so far proved and will continue to prove in the near future as destructive not only at the material level, but the human lives are also on the financial level. And this will sooner happen than sooner than later. The opposite right now, and they're defending Trump here, is President Trump breaking away from the strategy of his predecessor, Biden, very wisely, who decided to follow rather a conservative strategy aimed at saving not only human lives, but also the financial resources of the United States in order to preserve the function of the dollar. This is very important. He's making this stipulation. Donald Trump is taking these steps in order to preserve the reserve function of the U.S. dollar, because we can't go bankrupt to maintain a reserve currency.
No, that's fact.
Okay. So what he's saying is that Donald Trump not necessarily is not guilty here, or not that he's not an operative. It's that he's taken the exact opposite to try to maintain. And we talked about this in depth a few weeks ago, yep, how they've got to kick the can down the road a little further, and they can't let the United States go insolvent.
It's not okay? Yet that time.
Not yet. In fact, in 2024, for the first time in the history of the United States, federal spending on the armaments equal to 2.9% of GDP was lower than for the service of the federal debt, consisting of the cost of interest, return of maturing securities, equal to 3.1%. In short, the United States spends more to manage its colossal debt, which has now exceeded $36 trillion, than it spends on weapons. A new fact, because for the years, the expenditure of weapons has doubled that of the debt service, which was why we had to continue to increase the debt service. The United States now has a very strong limit on spending on weapons, because borrowing to finance such spending has become very expensive because of the interest rates. This gigantic debt, which is running and costing a lot, is only 15% in the hands of the Federal Reserve. Because remember, they've sold the debt to all these other countries, while it depends for almost 40% on large savings management funds, to which it reaches through direct purchases through banks, insurance companies, and families. Therefore, a future growth of U.S. debt added to the threat of de-dollarization would risk making the U.S. lose the reserve function of the U.S. dollar. We talked about this in depth. Why is Trump doing this a couple weeks ago? But as I've already said, Trump has very wisely decided to follow a conservative strategy. I don't think Trump has done this. I think he's been told to do this personally, because the banksters are running the world, possibly becoming also and eventually an ally of Russia that could be very useful, because the Russian bonanza of raw materials that could be the underlying of the fiat U.S. dollars. Okay, the issue of the U.S. military confrontation with China is something some way different. It's more of a long-term issue and would seem apparently unavoidable, but allow me to not to address that today. So this is a very, very interesting. He goes, what is happening today with Ukraine, in fact, is not historically new, but it already happened in the colonial relation of England, later Britain, and UK with India at the beginning of the 17th century. This is very important. When the British East India Company, through a ruthless, all Rothschild, by the way, through a ruthless use of all means from money to war, ensured itself the control of a very small independent kingdoms and then politically formed the Indian subcontinent. And it was only in the mid-19th century, with the Indian Rebellion of 1857, that the British Crown secured political control of India, that until it had been exercised by the British East Company, a private company. Exactly as our private companies of J.P. Morgan, BlackRock, and McKinsey Company, that bought Ukraine.
There you go. We talked about this a year and a half ago when the contracts started coming out.
Even if no one had told us, because before BlackRock and J.P. Morgan had already bought Keir Starmer, that's Germany, Emmanuel Macron, France, Frederick Merz, and all others as their predecessors. It's just a short circuit back four centuries to the beginning of the 17th century and to an age before the Peace of Westphalia. The Treaty of Westphalia was when a group of countries came together and they said, this is the Treaty of Westphalia, Catherine Arthur Fitz talks about this. I'll be honest, I had to look this one up, but I've looked it up years ago. Is a part of Germany, a region in Germany, and they came together and they said, look, when a country is in a civil war, Austin, you may not go in and basically help that country or do anything to that country unless the specific people who rule that country ask you to
Correct.
Come in.
You're not allowed to interfere with the civil war.
You're not allowed to come in and do stuff to them. In other words, if Syria is having a problem with a civil war, you're not allowed to go in and start bombing Syria unless Syria asks you to. But they break these treaties all of the time, and that's what he says. We're going back now to an age before the Treaty of Westphalia, and he's absolutely right. This is an excellent article. It's for Veterans Foreign Policy, and a lot of people say, well, I don't like that website. Okay, great. It's got some weird stuff on it. I agree, but it's got some very good articles, too, like this one. What do you think, Oz?
No, you're spot on with that, and the thing is, I brought this up in 2023 when we saw the interest rates reach a point to where the interest we were paying on the national debt exceeded the Pentagon budget. That was a very strange time when you start seeing that we're paying over $1 trillion a year in interest on the money that we've taken out now, and we're spending a little bit under $1 trillion on the Pentagon budget. That's a very serious problem that starts occurring in a country, and that was also the time when everybody started realizing the dollar is going to be collapsing very soon. And this is my personal opinion. I don't think they're ready to collapse the dollar until they have a full central bank digital currency in place that's completely active with all the bugs worked out.
And that's why Donald Trump is pushing for that right now. Right. Remember, you've got to look at what's going on here from an overall perspective. You can't take little segments and say, oh, this is what's happening. No, you've got to look at the whole circus show. This whole circus show is about preserving the reserve status of the U.S. dollar.
And we talked about yesterday, me and Doug talked about the same thing we talked about. I think another factor, too, why there's been such an abrupt pull out of Ukraine with Trump is I also think he doesn't want to be associated with what's been going on over there, because the weapon laundering and money laundering and weapons trafficking has been such a degree, so obvious now, and it's getting so much media, I don't think they want to be a part of it anymore. Because all it's going to do is just drag the entire administration's credibility down.
Well, I think what they're doing, the main reason they're pulling out of Ukraine, because they may be back in Ukraine again if he does that mineral deal with Trump.
Yeah.
You know, Zelensky's such a flake. He's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, of course, this is to create the energy that they want to create from this, the yin and the yang.
But the thing about it, the mineral energy deal is all based on a ceasefire in Ukraine, also no longer engaging anymore with Russia, and Russia not engaging anymore.
But remember, again, we've put hundreds of billions of dollars into this mess.
Yeah.
More debt, more damage to the reserve currency status.
Yeah.
So we have to look at what they're doing and how they're doing it, why they're doing it. And quite frankly, that piano playing weirdo, Zelensky, I mean, all he is a pervert to start with. He's not a president.
No, it's not.
He suspended all elections because he knows he'll never be reelected there.
No.
I mean, this guy's a nightmare. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I bet you that guy's a little biatch.
Well, I guarantee you is.
I guarantee if you walked up to him, you slapped him upside the head, he'd look at you and start crying.
Bro. He's theater. That's unbelievable. All he is, he's there for theater. But gears.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that, but I can't stand that guy.
This is other news that's actually pretty positive now. As I've been covering this, Hawaii kills bill to end vaccine exemptions after massive pushback from the public. You guys remember I talked about this a couple months ago. Hawaii legislators actually put forth a bill that was going to remove all vaccine exemptions in the state of Hawaii. Medical, religious, zero. Nobody was going to be able to get an exemption whatsoever for vaccines. Vaccines mandated, mandatory, no way out of it.
Hawaii basically is so liberal, it's insane.
Well, the problem is the original population of Hawaii are really good people. The problem is we've had the bankers come in and the corrupt politicians, including the mob, has gotten involved over there. And because it's such a small state, because it's a doggone island, multiple islands, it's very easy to control it when you start coming in with overwhelming power and overwhelming money. And that's what they did with the entire fire over there. And now apparently, you know, with Maui and all that, now they're wanting to build these gigantic resorts on the water.
You know, it seems strange to me. I mean, and I mean, I use that term loosely, and this is kind of a rhetorical question, but it's just nevertheless a question. You know, we have to ask yourself a question. You know, the liberals in California and Hawaii used to be all pro green.
Yeah.
No vaccine.
Pro-choice, too. That was always part of it. They were pro-choice with abortions, which I disagree with, but they were also pro-choice with vaccines.
Well, they were anti-vaccine.
Yeah, a lot of them were anti-vaccine.
And they were all about eating clean, basically eating organic. Yep. And this is we're not talking about more 20, 30 years ago. California set the precedent as far as legislation for more clean everything.
They did.
And no vaccines. And suddenly you get these extremely liberal politicians in there, and they start pushing all of these vaccines and all these liberal agendas. And so far now, it used to be the liberal agenda was more of a healthy agenda.
Right.
And now it's not. So what the heck happened to these people that were pushing all of this? Well, you got to eat clean. You got to eat clean. You got to eat organic. Well, now you got to vaccinate your kids 500 times in a week.
Well, the biggest one, the contradictory factors when they come in and say, we want to be able to do full-term abortions, your body, your choice. You basically can execute the baby all the way up until birth. But you do not have a choice on whether or not you can say no to a vaccine being injected into your body.
COVID, they were the worst with COVID.
It was like, wait a minute. So it's your body, your choice. You want to be able to have abortions, but it's not your body, your choice when you don't want to have an experimental RNA injection shoved in your shoulder and be basically ostracized from society and lose your job and not be able to go to businesses or work. Which one is it? I mean, I got in that argument with multiple people during COVID. Just, where's your stance on this? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth, and a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. When you start having somebody that says one thing, then they say the other thing, and they're completely diametrically opposed topics, there's no stability with that at all. So, again, House bill, governor's package, basically ready to get this out of here with these vaccine mandates and remove exemptions. I'm glad this is gone now. Because I know, like I said, we had some good friends of ours, good listeners, customers of ours come in from Hawaii. They live in Idaho now. They lived in Hawaii. I told you guys this. Great people. And they said Hawaii has some of the most corrupt government as far as in any of the states. They say it's so corrupt. The fact that you had the main lead police chief in Las Vegas during the Mandalay Bay shooting was the one who now is the police chief in Maui during the fires.
So twisted.
You can't, bro. You can't. The statistical probability of that and the fact that both those happened under his watch.
Look at all the crisis actors we saw, you know, under Biden, under when Trump was even in office, under Obama, that you'd see the same people in all these crises.
That was the worst under Obama. You know, they stopped a lot of that now because they got so – because remember, back when they did that, always remember this, with Obama, with 08 to 012 and all that – social media really wasn't that big of a thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't posting stuff on their own all the time. Although all the platforms were very, very green. And so what happened is all of a sudden when people start having the ability to post stuff on their own platforms, their own Twitter, their own YouTube, their own Instagram, and a lot of stuff started coming out in the early teens, they started realizing, crap, we can't regurgitate the same people on these news stories because people are taking snippets of each story and they're compiling them. They're saying, this guy was at this event, this guy was at this event, this guy was at this event, the same guys at all three events. That's statistically impossible unless this guy's just a complete total moron and follows bad people around. The answer is no, it's not. We saw that with some of the certain that school shooting up there and all types of stuff that's happened.
I'm going to tell them.
What are you going to tell them now?
It's back when you and I went to the gay nightclub.
Oh, gosh. I try not to talk about that, bro. Why do you bring
it up? I didn't raise you that way.
I didn't grow up that way.
That was the Pulse shooting back in Orlando probably, 10 years ago now.
We did not go to an active gay nightclub. Let me clarify that before somebody takes a snippet of this and turns it into an AI debacle. We did not go to a gay nightclub. We went there to do research on what happened right after the shooting at the gay nightclub.
That's true.
Okay.
Will you let me finish?
Because you come out the gate saying that, man.
Well, I mean, but that makes everybody laugh and makes the show kind of fun. Because they know by looking at me and you, we ain't gay.
I know, but when you say it that way, it's just...
Well, remember we were there and they were telling us how the guy was out there doing a shootout with the cops. There were bullet holes.
That's what they said on the news.
Remember? There were bullet holes all over the walls, bullet holes all over the fencing.
All over the news. They had a massive gunfight, basically. He had a gunfight to get in the club. Mm-hmm.
And a gunfight, and he stood out, and he stood there, and he was shooting back, and the whole place was pop marked with the bullet holes. And so we get there, right? And so there's an 8-foot chain link fence around it that has paper on it, so you can't see it.
Yeah.
But somebody torn the paper off.
Yep.
And we were looking at it. I'm looking at it also. I said, where are the bullet holes?
We walked around through a lot of the perimeter that you could actually get to that wasn't
cordoned. Where are the bullet holes?
To my visibility.
I didn't see any bullet holes.
I've been around guns my whole life, and I've been around, you know, shoot house and everything else. There was not a single bullet hole.
Was it PVC fencing or wooden fencing around it?
It was chain link fencing.
No, but there was something around the front of the club, too.
Oh, the backside, they had that wood fencing.
Like, but there wasn't a hole in any of it. And the crazy part is, so we walk over to a police officer who's in a Dodge Ram truck with the engine running by himself. And we said to him, you know, what the heck's going on here? I said, why are there no bullet holes?
Well, I said, the whole story doesn't make any sense.
And he said, everything you've heard in the media is a lie.
Yep.
He said, it's all going to come out.
Verbatim.
Those were his words. And Austin and I looked at each other and said, whoa, we're going to run and tell this on the podcast. And so then there were two more cops over there on the other side. They were sitting on an ice chest full of water. And so we started talking to them. We have no comment. Yeah. We've been under a gag order now from the FBI.
And I was like, whoa, this is the two completely different stories. And what's crazy was nothing ever came back out in the media about anything being a lie. They kept the same narrative that they told everybody. And I looked at that and I was like,
no,
there's something really fishy going on with the shooting, dude.
No, that was some weird stuff. And then we find out later that a whole narrative is not even what they're telling us is supposed to be. And it never came out to be the truth of what happened. And that's because the media is run by AP Wire and Reuters that are basically owned by Rothschild Inc. And then we find out now, like Austin just said, that now because of social media is so big,
they can't pull.
They can't stop
anymore.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Well, the problem it's a double-edged sword. So now everywhere you go, everybody pulls out a camera, which is really annoying. But you got to make sure you dot all your I's and cross your T's with stupid stuff. But also that changed the narrative, because now when there's a shooting, there's an event. You notice how these mass shootings have massively slowed down since under Obama?
Yep.
Under Obama, it was like every other month there's another shooting. It's always an AR-15, always an AR-15, always an AR-15, always an AR-15. But nobody ever had any footage. Now anytime there's a shooting, everybody's like, boom,
cameras
boom, up. Boom, 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 Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, what, this is what really happened. So now they can't pull the narrative anymore and play this because, again, they act the same footage with Doggone Las Vegas. You had the footage. You saw the two helicopters with gunfire. And then they go, it was a bump fire stock. I was like, dude, I have been around 240 Bravos. I've been around 249s. I've been around bump fire stocks. That was not a bump fire stock you could hear in that cyclical rate with that AR. That was not a bump fire stock.
That was an M60.
It was 240. Hmm. And so, again, you could hear it through all the shootings, all the videos. And yet they came out and said, oh, he blew the window out.
No, he didn't.
I was like, dude, I've been to Vegas multiple times for the SEMA Auto Show. A, there's no balconies in any of the hotels for a reason. And B, they're all super high impact rate because of the storms out there. You can't have a 40-foot tall hotel. You have to worry about a dust storm coming in and blowing debris and breaking the window.
400-foot tall hotel.
Yeah. So, again, they have these glass on, and I used to work for ICF Builders, so I know how strong these windows are. You cannot break them. You have to use a specific charge to try to blow them out. You can take a doggone baseball bat and beat it all day long. It will not crack. It will not bow. That's it. And so all of a sudden, this guy breaks a window. I said he took the rifle and broke the window.
I remember when the final testimony came out and that Supreme Court judge out there said that he had to release the testimony. When they went into his room, the windows were still intact.
Still intact on the body cam footage.
And there was ammo scattered all over the place with his dead body laying there.
Oh, don't forget about the security guard that got in the gunfight in the hallway and shot through the door before anybody got up there. Then come to find out there were no holes in the door. There were no holes in the hallway. And the guy does this Ellen DeGeneres interview one time, walks in with a cane, talks about how he got shot in the hallway and he was calling for backup.
No questions, loud.
No questions, done, disappears, guy never seen ever again.
This, you know, it's such crap. It really is. I mean, this stuff they do to us and the lies they try to, you know, promulgate are unbelievable.
You
got to
think about this for a second. If you're on a floor and if anybody has been in CQB or has been in shoot houses with an AR, you understand how loud those guns are in indoors.
Confined areas, yeah.
If you start unloading an AR down a hallway, you're going to have every single person on every floor and top and bottom is going to be hearing that. The concussion blast is insane, yet nobody seemed to know or hear anything. No reports of anything going on.
Lies, and more lies. Of course, Ellen DeGeneres. She had to be the one getting him the interview.
No. Oh, speaking of more lies, this is crazy now. Apple actually doing something productive. They're suing the UK. The United Kingdom has gone full-blown tyrannical over a data privacy dispute. The British government, listen to this now, the British government, due to their new hate speech laws, are demanding that Apple, the U.S. tech giant, unlock all of its protected user information stored in the iCloud service worldwide. They're demanding that Apple unlocks the cloud to every single personal information of every person in the entire world so they can monitor it for hate speech. This is nuts.
What is wrong with Great Britain?
I don't know. They said the U.S. tech giant has filed a full legal complaint against the U.K. government over a demand to create a backdoor into their encrypted iCloud services. People familiar with this matter told the outlet on Tuesday the iPhone maker submitted a case to the Investigatory Powers Tribunal, judicial body that reviews complaints against the UK security services. They're saying that Apple received a technical capability notice under the new act in January targeting the advanced data protection feature. And essentially they're saying that UK, the government, has a right now to go into anybody's encrypted cloud and see what's going on in there and see if there's any hate speech or anything they're doing illegal, because it's for everybody's protection. And they want to go and make sure that nobody's doing any child trafficking. Really? They want to make sure nobody's doing any child trafficking, but yet they can't seem to figure out how to stop the migrants from coming in and raping everyone. What was the one guy's name they threw in prison over there? because he came out. Remember, he came out and he started talking about what was going on. I forgot his. I have to pull his.
It wasn't Assange, was it?
No, it wasn't Assange. There's another guy on there. I'll have to pull him up. They threw him in prison because he started protesting the UK government and what they were doing and covering up the child sex trafficking and everything that was going on over there.
Well, the British royal family supposedly has been actively involved in child sex trafficking, pedophilia, and human sacrifice for hundreds of years. And, you know, it goes back to the Ninth Circle Satanic Ring out of Australia, which, of course, was a UK colony, and how they were actually hunting children for sport. And Nicole Kidman's dad supposedly was involved in all of that. And then when they found out he was doing all kinds of weird things, he flew off. He disappeared to, I think it was Thailand, and he ended up dying there, supposedly. I mean, all of this stuff is so twisted and so weird, you kind of ask yourself a question, you know, how much of this is real and how much of it is fake? And then you see Nicole Kidman doing Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise. Yeah. And that was Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick trying to show everybody that got released.
And there was 15 minutes of footage that he wanted left in that film. They said they weren't going to do it. And then basically he died before it was released, and that footage was taken out of the film because he was showing the world sex trafficking and the human sacrifice that they were doing on an ongoing basis. And it's because they put themselves into a trance, so to speak. They get around the person they're killing, and they torture them, and that creates a tremendous amount of energy in the field, the energy field around us, and it feeds the entities on the other side of the veil that they are in sync with.
Tommy Robinson.
Yeah, that's
right.
He
was the one. They threw him in prison for 18 months. He was massively, he was very, very vocal about what was going on in the UK with child trafficking. He had thrown him in prison for 18 months for contempt of court because he claimed on a video that essentially these young thugs from the Middle East were coming in and raping women. The UK said, you can't say that. That's hate speech. You can't say that around them.
Do you remember that one video of that one kid trying to escape from one of the palaces over there in England? And he was climbing down the curtains. He tied the bed sheets together.
That was weird.
He was naked. Little kid.
Do you not remember the one time they found that girl?
Dead body on the ground. Mm-hmm. They have to dispose of them.
And then you got to ask yourself the question. You know the royal family, that entire compound, has probably some of the most advanced security right up there with the White House.
Oh, and by the way, you have Prince Charles, the weirdo, his great-great-great-granddaddy,
here we go,
was Count Dracula.
Can you verify that? I've heard that from you before.
No, it's true.
Is it really?
Yeah. And but they don't call him. They call him Count Dracula, but he's also known as Vlad the Impaler, and that was his great 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 granddaddy, out of like Transylvania, out of Romania. You know, he talks about it like it's a bragging right for him.
It's a bragging right.
And you think, wait a minute. And speaking of Count Dracula, and speaking about crazy things, woke is imploding at Disney.
Yeah, I covered that a minute ago.
Yep, preparing to fire 6% of the staff at ABC News. New report indicates that 200 employees across ABC's group and Disney Entertainment are about to get the layoff. So I am so excited that ABC and Disney are having problems. And I'm also excited they're stopping the woke agenda in a lot of their movies and a lot of the other stuff they're doing as far as the mass programming underneath Ovomit. Now, Obama was bad because Obama never could find a picture of him with a girl, and you see him in that green outfit, which is kind of sickening, and then you realize that Michelle is Michael, and you think, oh, you are kidding. Well, that's according to Joan Rivers. I'm just quoting her, and you start to understand that that was his agenda, was to push all of this during his entire 8 years as president, which mind boggles me. He actually got 8 years in. It really does, Austin. He was made it for 8 years. It's just, yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, this is funny. Speaking of that, with him, the Musk now has terminated the lease at Obama's presidential library.
I love it.
That's just funny. They're going to apparently have to move it somewhere else now, but it was part of a massive cut. They said DOGE listed nearly 750 federal lease terminations, total around 9 million square feet, which include the Hoffman Estate site. The agency has been tasked, as far as cut wasteful spending, said it's going to cut almost $468 million in lease savings that we're paying to house stuff that essentially, so a lot of it's completely ridiculous. Some of these leases, I was looking at them, there's just these random facilities. And I think a lot of this, these are either probably safe houses or black sites.
Well, he had this one exhibit, and it was amazing. Little bit of parody here. This is parody.
Oh, boy.
This is like this. This is not real. I'm making this up.
This is fake news.
This is fake news. He had this one site that was absolutely amazing, and the name of the site was "How to Be President While You're Gay When You Got Born in Kenya" and "How to Be Married to a Dude While You're in the White House."
Whoa, they had that exhibit. No, they did not, but they should have had that one. I'd have funded that one. That'd been a great one. And basically, that's what I had to throw some funny stuff in here. This got weird. But that would have been okay. I don't think Doge would have busted that one.
No, I probably left that one up.
And by the way, and how to pretend like you've got two kids that don't belong to you. How about that? And then the other thing I want to know is how Michael got those giant shoulders when doing behind the neck press with 2 1/4 for 12 reps. Oh, Michael, I would like to know how you did that, too. Were you on steroids? I mean, what were you on? My gosh, you've got shoulders that look like this. I think that you're a great-looking, you know, whatever you are. But, my gosh, you are like an ex-bodybuilder. Like, were you in the Mr. Olympia? What the heck happened to your traps? And where's your neck? Oh, that's right. You hate America, don't you? That's what you said. You know, look, dude, here's the deal. You know you're a chick. Got it. Sorry you're calling them chick. If that offends you, too bad. Life goes on. You know you're a girl. You know you're a chick. Why don't you just come out and say, hey, look, I'm a tranny and I'm proud of it. Why do you have to hide under the guise of this? I just thought I'd ask you that. And why in the world of Joan Rivers, when she exposed you like this, was she suddenly dead and nobody wants to talk about that? Just thought I'd mention that. And what the heck is that Alabama black snake hiding underneath your dress when you walk down the stairs? Yeah, this thing is so sickening to me, and they think that we're all like sitting back going, oh, well, this is all fake news. This ain't fake news, guys. This is the real deal. Joan Rivers gave her life exposing this. Don't you remember? They were interviewing her. She getting out of a car. She just hosted and basically officiated a gay wedding, and they finally asked her. They said, well, when do you think we'll have a gay president in the United States? And she goes, well, we already have one. It's Obama. Everybody knows that. You know, and Michelle's a tranny. And he goes, what? Well, Michelle's a transgender. Everybody knows. It's okay. Boom. She got written out of the script real quick. Watch the video with her if you don't believe it. So, you know, it's just, you know what makes me angry, Austin? I'm kind of getting fired up a little bit here. Is this, that they think we're all that stupid. I'm going to say it. That pisses me off. You know, I mean, why in the world do they think that we're all that stupid that we believe this stuff? I mean, think about that for a second. If they actually came out with a good lie, like a good lie, that, yeah, I'm not sure, whatever. But this is ridiculous. I mean, when you see her walk down that dress and that with down those stairs, that silk dress, you're like, what the heck is that? Or dancing on Ellen DeGeneres with a giant bulge. You kind of wonder, what's going on with these people? That's the lie they promulgate and perpetrate. And they lie to people constantly. And the vast majority of the people, they think, oh, no, she's not a dude. Yeah, Michael, Michelle. And he's called her Michael a bunch of times at meetings.
Here's the part.
If you want to tell us a lie, tell us a good lie that, you know, at least has some plausibility to it.
Well, and then she was also the one who was instrumental in basically the school lunches and ruining those. If you remember, basically these kids started posting photos all the time. But they said prisoners eat better. This was a school lunch. Remember, she was the one who said basically no kids left behind, no kids go hungry. Changed the entire platform under the education department and gave these kids some of the most nauseating food in existence.
It's like pig slop.
No, it was literally like dog food. And that and this, if you remember this, back in 2014, people started hashtagging "Thanks Michelle Obama," because this is what they were eating. This is what they got for lunch: slop with an orange and a peach and a homogenized chocolate milk. And then there's another one that came up here, and it was basically a piece of turkey with cheese. I don't even know if that's supposed to be lettuce or what on some white bread. That was their lunch meal. She received two of those.
How are these kids supposed to have any level of nutrient density with this type of food?
And you wonder why the kids are unbelievably sick now in the school system. And Michelle Obama was instrumental in doing this with the food supply with the kids. I want to just add on to the just sprinkling the positivity of her kids. Now that's or him or whatever. Also, this is a good story. Kid's going to have to deal with this. Probably going to need some therapy after it. But a child was home by himself. Two intruders broke into his parents' house while he was by himself.
How old were they?
They're not giving the age of them. They're saying he was a minor. But he shot and killed both of them. 51 pronounced dead at the scene. Roger Smith transported to the area hospital, later died. Said troopers dispatched home in Manchester at 4:30 a.m. Troopers arrived. They found two men with gunshot wounds.
They were breaking in to steal guns.
The intention of stealing firearms from the safe during the break-in. Juvenile living in the home saw the men holding firearms, acting self-defense, retrieved a handgun, shot both men before escaping through a bedroom window. Now, he's going to have to deal with this the rest of his life. But on the other hand, too, there's no telling what they probably would have killed him. If they were in there with firearms and they intended on stealing more firearms.
Depends how old he was. I remember in that one movie with Mel Gibson, The Patriot. He has to take his little children up on top of that ridge to rescue his one son. And that's when he said, aim small, miss small.
Correct.
And, I mean, these little kids, one of them was like 7 years old, one of them was like 10 years old. And it traumatized both of them.
Oh, yeah. But again, this is why I always tell you guys on a regular basis, if you have young children, whatever you decide to do is your choice, but make sure if you have firearms in the home and they're locked up in a safe area all the time, still make sure your children understand firearm safety.
That's very important.
Very important. Because obviously this kid was trained. His dad
taught him. Well, he could have been 17, 18 years old.
He could have been, he could have been 16, 17 years old. But again, he still knew how to operate a firearm. Mm-hmm. He knew how to retrieve a firearm. He knew how to use it properly and aim properly with it and defended himself and possibly anybody else. Because you got to think, if these guys were in the house with intent to steal firearms out of the house, what were they going to do with those firearms?
Probably go out and kill them or sell them.
Correct. Right, yeah. Kill other people. So again, this probably stopped a cascading series of events that he was able to prevent because his dad trained him properly with firearms.
Unless, you know, you're ATF and you're doing Operation Fast and the Furious, you know, trafficking weapons is just not okay.
Well, yeah, then 2,500 machine guns and 50 caliber weapons to the Mexican drug cartels, just another day in the office.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, by the way, Trump tells Hamas, this is great, are dead. He warns terror group. We're talking Gaza now.
Yeah.
Right? With all the women and children in the rubble now.
I don't think there's much of anything in Gaza anymore.
I am sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job in Gaza. Donald Trump has put another dire threat to Hamas after the White House has confirmed direct talks with the group as part of an effort to finally secure the release of the hostages, which I don't believe there are any hostages. I thought I'd just mention that to you. Shalom Hamas means hello and goodbye. You can choose. Release all of the hostages now, not later. This is the reason they're going after them is because of, quote, the hostages. And immediately return all of the dead bodies of the people you murdered. It's over for you, Trump wrote on the Truth Social site. Only sick and twisted people keep bodies, and you are sick and twisted. What if there weren't any bodies? I'm sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job. Not a single Hamas member will be safe if you don't do as I say. I've just met with your former hostages whose lives you have destroyed. This is your last warning, and quite frankly, we've got to build a bunch of hotels in Gaza, and you guys are in the way. Oh,
well, the only positive thing about this is they should have all civilians evacuated out of Gaza now. So if they do a full blitzkrieg on Gaza again,
all that is rubble now.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going with it. It was going to be like Fallujah. That's why, I mean, when the Marines went into Fallujah, it was pretty much anybody is going to be considered a combatant. All women and children have been evacuated from the city. And so if you see somebody there, they're to kill you. And that's probably what's going to happen with Gaza when they go in with this. So there shouldn't be much civilian casualties with this. But the problem is the whole narrative with Hamas and Gaza and Israel and everything in between has been so skewed you don't know what to believe anymore. You know, when the Iron Dome mysteriously goes down and hang gliders come over the wall with grenades, the whole story was really bizarre. So you don't really know. But again, like I said, civilian casualties shouldn't be much of an issue in Gaza anymore because everybody's...
Well, always you remember, there's always a certain line they take in war.
Yeah.
There's a certain line. And one of the big lines they have, you know, George Bush back, you know, when we went into Kuwait, they were taking babies out of the incubators and throwing them on the floor. And none of it was true. It was all a lie. Well, everybody gets mad about taking babies out of an incubator and throwing them on the floor.
Remember, they did the same thing to Hamas with that whole thing. They said they're going in and cutting babies' heads off.
And none of it was true.
Everybody comes out and they're like, well, where's this whole babies cutting heads off and all this stuff? So, again, I don't know the truth. I wasn't there. But I do know one thing. The media loves to obfuscate truth. And a lot of stuff that happens in the Middle East is constantly.
Watch the movie Wag the Dog with Dustin Hoffman. It's one of the best movies that's ever been produced. It really is. And then it's one of those movies where Hollywood actually got something right and told the truth.
Yeah. When you get done with it, you're kind of like, is everything we watch theater?
A lie. Well, no, we did a show a few years ago. Everything's a lie.
Yeah.
All the way from the chemtrails to the Federal Reserve Bank to fiat currency to all. I listed like 25 things that everything's a lie. And it's all because of obfuscation. They have to keep the lie going because of the narrative. Because once the people find out that you find out, that I find out, that Austin finds out, that we all find out that this world ain't ours, that we're being run by outside entities that basically fly around in UFOs and basically are fallen angels and that we basically are here for a reason. And all of a sudden we start like, well, wait a minute. This is not what I was told it was. All this other stuff is just obfuscation. And then you start to realize the man behind the curtain is the evil one. That's why the Lord's Prayer says, protect us from the evil one. If you look at the actual direction on it, the actual translation on it. And so you start thinking, you know, I don't know what to do here. No, that's why you got to keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ all the days of your life. He's the only answer we have. That's why they obfuscate. That's why they've gone into these churches now and put these name it claim it churches on the TV. And that's why they've gone in with these high level Masonic lodge leaders in these churches, and they give them these huge amounts of money. Some of these guys are billionaires, and almost every single one of them that are billionaires are a high level Masonic leader. And you think to yourself, well, that's crazy. Well, you have the 30th degree level, they have to renounce Jesus Christ and all of the religions. So that's who these guys are. In many cases, they're Masonic people. And so you think, well, this sounds crazy. I didn't say it didn't sound crazy. I agree with you. It sounds as fruity as a loop cake. I can't help what the truth is. And every time you dig down deeper and deeper and deeper, you realize it's about Jesus. It's always about Jesus. They hate him that much. They have an atavistic hatred of him. They want to completely erase him from the history books, and they want their old world order back when they have open human sacrifices. That's the group. It's ancient Canaanite religions that run the planet, period. And if we understand that, we realize that we can stand against them and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. It just makes these guys really mad, and they understand that they can't touch you when you're basically covered by the blood of the Lamb. You walk in there with them, and they don't know what to do with you because they're not able to mess with you because you're protected by the Most High God. That's the truth, guys. That's what's running in the planet right now, and God's here to protect you all the days of your life if you allow him to through Jesus. Just thought I'd mention that in closing today, Austin.
This is a crazy story as well. Yale preprint identifies post-vaccination syndrome. This is a new syndrome they're now identifying with individuals who got the COVID shot. They said the conditions right now only affects a small portion of the population, but it's identified as a condition termed post-vaccination syndrome, or PVS. They said the condition is similar symptoms to long COVID, including chronic fatigue, sleep difficulties, brain fog, nerve changes for months to years. This is PVS is not recognized by health authorities yet. However, it will be soon. And it's a new form of chronic fatigue syndrome.
Long COVID, they call it.
This, again, is what happened because the body, in my opinion, the immune system starts becoming so overwhelmed, you almost start having that issue where the body starts fighting itself. Because remember, with the RNA shot, it makes your body into a spike protein-producing manufacturing site.
Spike proteins are toxic to the body.
They're toxic to the body. And so some people have issues with it where their body doesn't stop in most cases. Some people, they take the shot, their body's able to detox it out. And I think a lot of it comes down to diet and nutrition as well. And I told you, the body's very resilient. It can detox its body with the right nutrients. That's why I like the N-acetylcysteine, the liver support, the GHI cleanse. It detoxes the tissue and cleans your body out. But if you're already eating a ton of garbage, drinking a ton of garbage, not exercising, not taking supplements, you get these shots, it's obviously having some long-term side effects. And now they're calling it PVS, post-vaccination syndrome. That's when they can't figure out anything else that's going on. You've got post-vaccination syndrome. Meaning what? Meaning you took the shot, and after the shot, you feel like crap now indefinitely. That sounds miserable. So, again, they can't figure out anything. Post-vaccination syndrome.
Well, you know, it's kind of, when you buy something, you get buyer's remorse, right? And sometimes you don't say, I shouldn't have bought
that.
And sometimes you're right. You shouldn't have bought it. But the reality is sometimes it was okay to buy it. But a lot of these people are having, you know, post-vaccination remorse. They're wishing that they had never done that. In fact, pretty much everybody that I've talked to so far has said that they wish they had never taken the COVID shot.
Well, everybody just got – most majority of people got bamboozled into it.
By the way, here's an interesting article I'm going to post it from Daily Mail. People who died and came back to life reveal what they saw and why it made them rethink everything.
I believe that.
You know, every once in a while – and it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen – you're going to have a supernatural encounter. You may have an angel come talk to you. You may be dragged up to the throne room of heaven. You may have someone from the dead come back and talk to you. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, and it gets really wild out there in this world we live in, and they're talking about a lot of what they saw after they passed away and were brought back to life. I'm telling you, this world that we live in is passing away, and the real world is the next one we go to. That's why we've got to be prepped and prepared for it all the days of our life, Austin. What do you think?
You're spot on with that, my friend. So thank you again for the support. Thanks for getting the truth out alongside us every day. If you need anything, Team Health Masters, be sure to check out the kit and sign up for the weekly newsletter. Check out the articles that we have on the website, the links to the podcast. Everything's there to make it as easy as possible for you to be able to have access to Team Health Masters. So be sure to check it out. If you need us, call us, 1-800-726-1834. If you got any questions, have a blessed night, my friends, and thank you again. for making Health Masters your number one supplement company and taking care of us and allowing us to take care of you. You guys have a blessed evening.
Thank you for supporting us. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. And may God continue to bless you richly in Christ Jesus our Lord.